And now dictation for Marvin, M-A-R-V-S in Victor, I-N, Pyle, P-Y-L-E, December 1952, addresses a letter to Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 6680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, follow up for Mr. Pyle, hypertension, question hyperaldosteronism, chronic kidney disease, last visit October, no hospital visit, has gained weight from 232 to 244, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, minor nocturia, problems of insomnia, no infection, cloudiness, or blood in the urine, no smoking, uses inhalers, no problem arterial hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation syncope, denies increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, blood pressure at home, 120s, 130s over 80s, other review system is negative, medication list review, for blood pressure on aldactone and toprol, no anti-inflammatory agents. Today, blood pressure 148, 90 on the right side. Overweight, no respiratory distress, alert or intestine 3, no ischemic causal abnormalities, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no carotid bruise, JVD. He's a tall gentleman, no focal deficit, no edema. For the winter time, he's playing pickle, P-I-C-K-L-E ball. For the spring, summer, he likes to golf. Next paragraph, chemistries. February, creatinine 2.1. He's been between 1.7 and 2.1. Present GFR 33, stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid base, abnormal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia. High hemoglobin 16, abnormal white blood cell platelets. Prior CT scan, no adrenal gland abnormalities, no obstruction. Incidental angiomyolipoma on the upper pole of the right kidney. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B. Continue to monitor over time. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, or valium overload, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, blood pressure in the office, not well controlled. Although he mentioned that at home is much improved. My goal is in the 130 over 80 or less, and he most of the time at home is at that level, for what I did not change present medications. Next number, prior history of hypokalemia with suppressed renin and elevated aldosterone, suggestive of primary aldosteronism with negative gross abnormalities on adrenal glands on CAT scan, responded very well to spironolactone, potassium back to normal. We will continue present regimen. Next number, the importance of weight reduction, physical activity, minimizing sodium intake. Other chemistries are stable. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months. He will keep me posted with blood pressure at home. End of dictation.